All right, everyone, ready for a deep dive today. We are diving into the world of VTubing with Tokoyami Toa.
Yeah, a fascinating world with a lot going on, so it'll be interesting to jump in.
Definitely. And, you know, it's especially interesting because we're looking at a transcript where she makes a pretty big announcement.
Oh, right, her break.
Exactly. She's taking a break. And this isn't just like a weekend off, folks. We're talking a whole month.
Which, for someone as prolific as Toa, that's saying something.
Right. She's constantly putting out content, streaming, gaming, collaborating. It's a 24/7 kind of world, and she's right there in the thick of it.
And thriving in it, too.
Yeah.
Let's not forget, she's incredibly popular, has a huge following. So to see her hit the pause button.
Yeah, you know, something's up. So that's what we're going to dig into today. What led to this break? What does it say about the life of a VTuber?
Yeah, the demands, the pressures, the rewards. It's a whole different way of life. And we're here to unpack it.
Exactly. And I think a good place to start is with her schedule leading up to this announcement, because let me tell you, just reading through it is exhausting.
Seriously, you're not kidding. It's jam-packed events, collaborations, those marathon gaming sessions she does.
Oh, yeah. Don't even get me started on those. Like, how does she have the stamina for that?
Right? She was just doing Hall of ARK, 7 Days to Die GTA. It's nonstop, and those are just the ones I caught.
And each of those games comes with its own dedicated fan base expectations. It's like juggling multiple full-time jobs.
Absolutely. Plus, you've got the pressure of performing constantly. Being on entertaining, that takes a toll.
And let's not forget the live concert she did.
Oh, right. Complete with choreography.
Exactly. So we're not just talking about sitting at a computer streaming. This is full-on performance athleticism.
It's a different level of demanding.
Totally. And you can tell in the transcript, even Toa, who seems to run on endless energy, she hits a wall.
Yeah, her words, my brain is fried.
Yeah.
I think that pretty much sums it up.
Right. It's like a wake-up call, you know? Even someone as passionate and driven as Toa has limits.
And it makes you wonder, is this pace sustainable long-term?
Exactly. What does this say about the hidden pressures of being a VTuber, the constant need to be on?
It's something we'll definitely want to explore more deeply. But you know, it's interesting.
What's that?
Even amidst all this talk of exhaustion needing a break, Toa stumbles upon this performance by another VTuber group, Regro. And it's like someone flipped a switch.
Oh, yeah. She goes from fried brain to completely energized in like 2 seconds flat.
It's amazing. Yeah. And it just goes to show how much she loves this world, the creativity, the artistry. It's all so inspiring to her.
And it's not just casual interest either. She gets really into it.
Oh, absolutely.
Gushing about the choreography, the effort involved, even comparing it to Haoshu Marine's dancing.
Which, for those who don't know, Haoshu Marine is another hugely popular VTuber known for her dancing. So that's high praise.
Definitely. And I think it highlights something really important about this world that often gets overlooked.
What's that?
The artistry involved. We see these avatars moving fluidly on screen, but behind that is incredible talent, athleticism.
Hours of practice, too.
Exactly. It's easy to forget there are real people behind these virtual personas pouring their heart and soul into their craft.
And that's something I think we need to remember as we delve deeper into this world.
Absolutely. Because it's not just about the technology or the online aspect. It's about the human connection, the passion that drives it all.
And that's what makes it so fascinating.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that passion really shines through when she starts interacting with her fans during the Super Chat reading.
Oh, yeah. That's where you really see her personality come alive.
Yes.
It's like this whole other side of Toa emerges.
Totally. Yeah. It's like we get this behind-the-scenes glimpse into who she is beyond the VTuber persona.
And the sense of community is so strong.
Yeah.
You can tell she genuinely cares about her fans.
Absolutely. It's not just about the money or the attention with these super chats. She takes the time to respond to individual comments, offer advice, share in their excitement.
It's like she's chatting with friends.
Exactly. Mm. And I think that's what makes this whole VTuber phenomenon so fascinating, right?
What's that?
It's challenging our traditional notions of what it means to be a celebrity or a fan. There's this real sense of connection, intimacy, even across the digital divide.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like they're building these relationships in real time. Mm. And you see it reflected in the super chats, the outpouring of support, congratulations, birthday wishes.
Oh, yeah. And even little things like fans relating to her exhaustion, saying, I'm right there with you, Toa, or offering to take care of her cats while she's gone.
It's those little details that really underscore the depth of those connections.
Totally. It's not just about the entertainment anymore. It's about shared experiences, mutual support.
It's like a virtual community center in a way.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, is this a glimpse into the future of entertainment?
Where virtual personalities like Toa become these central figures in people's lives, offering not just entertainment, but also a sense of belonging.
Right. And it makes you question, what does it even mean to be a fan in this new landscape?
It's definitely more than just passively consuming content. There's this active engagement, a two-way street of support and appreciation.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that traditional media could learn a lot from.
Agreed. There's something really special happening here. Mm-hmm. And it's all thanks to VTubers like Toa, who are pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the digital age.
Couldn't have said it better myself. But you know me, I always like to leave our listeners with a little something to ponder. So here's a thought as we move forward in this deep dive.
I'm all ears.
Okay, so we've talked about Toa's break the demands of being a VTuber, her incredible connection with her fans. But what does all of this say about the long-term sustainability of this career path?
That's a great question. Because on the one hand, you have this incredible growth potential, this whole new world of entertainment opening up.
Right. But on the other hand, you have the pressure to constantly churn out content, to maintain that online persona, the risk of burnout.
And the pressure can be immense. Especially with such a dedicated fan base, they have high expectations.
Exactly. So how do VTubers find that balance between pouring their heart and soul into this work they clearly love and prioritizing their well-being?
It's a tightrope walk, for sure.
It really is a tightrope walk, and it's something I'm sure a lot of VTubers are grappling with right now.
Especially as this whole industry explodes in popularity, it's uncharted territory in a lot of ways.
Exactly. And it'll be interesting to see how things evolve, you know, with more traditional celebrities maybe dipping their toes into the virtual world.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting thought. What happens when the lines between performer and persona get even blurrier?
Right, because we're already seeing that with VTubers like Toa, this merging of their online identity with their real selves.
And the fans are such a huge part of that, too.
Yeah.
It's like they're all co-creating this world together.
Absolutely. It's this really fascinating dynamic that we haven't really seen before in entertainment. And I think it speaks to something really powerful about human connection, you know?
What's that?
This need for authenticity, even in a digital space, people crave it. And VTubers like Toa, they're tapping into that.
By being open and vulnerable about their own struggles and triumphs, it's like they're saying, hey, we're all in this together.
Exactly. And that message, it resonates. It builds trust. It creates community. And it makes for some incredibly powerful entertainment.
It's true. I mean, even just looking at this one live stream, we've covered so much ground.
I know, right? We've gone from Toa's burnout to her passion for dance to these really deep reflections on the nature of connection and community.
And it all circles back to this idea of authenticity, being true to yourself, even when you're hidden behind an avatar.
Which I think is a really powerful message to end on, don't you think?
Absolutely. Because it's not just about VTubing, it's about life in general.
Right.
Finding your tribe, embracing your passions, and being your most authentic self.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep it real. Until next time.